So this is a skill where you speak nonstop.
There's a common misconception in the manosphere. People thinking that ethnic men don't have it as bad as white men, because at least they have access to their own culture. A safety net, you know, as if they don't have to play the game by the same rules as white men. Because, you know, they can easily get into an arranged marriage. They can easily fall back on that safety net. I mean, I've seen the same romanticization about Islam as well. Some of you think it is some male utopia. No, bro. Maybe if you live in certain countries as a local, but if you are in the West and don't have a conservative, well-connected family, you will go through the same ringer as white men do. If anything, the experience is going to be worse. Truly worse.
In Iran, sex outside marriage is illegal. But half the population under 35 aren't married.
Even though the three friends have jobs, like most young men in their neighborhood, they can't afford to get married.
A Facebook post I am going to show you now will demonstrate that well. Written by a woman in the Indians in Sweden group. Or you can just get an arranged marriage. Just shut up. Bro, it is actually more humiliating than being single. A lot of men are in fake relationships where they are living a lie. This is even more true for people from Oriental backgrounds because they are still more traditional compared to the locals. For example, a local white woman doesn't even have to get married for financial stability. But many women from Oriental countries still want the benefits of their old country's system, traditional system, without the commitments and responsibilities that come with it, while still enjoying what their new country has to offer. They even have it bought, basically. This is something I have witnessed many, many times myself. But let me read the post. What I'm trying to say will make sense more. She says, relationships with European men can be very exciting because they are so good-looking, tall, and charming, but also unstable and uncertain. By the way, just so you know, just so we are in the clear, unstable and uncertain meaning they are not as desperate and hopeless romantics. That is what they mean. Basically, she expected good-looking Swedish man to commit and stay in her orbit. When in reality, to them, to those men, she was just fun, a bit of fun. A lot of women, a lot of Asian women make the mistake of seeing white men as some sort of virtuous white knights. And you know why? Because that is how Europe likes to market themselves as, especially in the international arena, as champions of, you know, equality and liberalism. When in reality, it is mostly a front. A lot of women find this out the hard way. But it continues. They are always a challenge to maintain for long term. European men are also very averse to financially supporting you because everything is 50-50 here. The reason being, when a man is attractive, he wants equality in everything and won't chase you nor feel the need to financially support you. There is always a challenge to keep him interested because they have options too. She's correct here, guys. She's correct, but I am willing to bet money she's overrating those Swedish dudes' options. Chances are that guy's options were not as good as she thinks. His options were likely some Swedish girls that are way harder to deal with, more flaky than you, significantly below his looks level. That is why he was dating you. I mean, this woman, she isn't fully aware of the ringer Swedish men have to go through in the West. Your thing was just a short-term investment strategy for him. Short-term strat based on short-term return on investment. That is what it was to him. And also, I would pay to see what those Swedish men looked like. Swedish men she dated looked like. I mean, I can already visualize the type. I would bet money that dude she refers to is not really that great facially. Maybe tall, a bit tall, but not that tall compared to the local Swedish man. He's maybe 6 feet, 6'1". But of course, that would make you very tall by South Asian standards. So instead of being a member of the 63% army, that dude decided to casually date her, having some practice under his belt, instead of being drafted to the 63% army. That is what it was in reality. Chances are she's vastly overrating the options of the dudes she was dating. Continues, I always suggest Indian girls who come here to study or work to date European men for the thrill and experience in their 20s, aka real attraction. He's spreading it, promoting it. Just go for it, girl, you know? The Oofy Doofy is gonna fall for it in 10 years anyway, you know? It opens up a new dimension. It increases your confidence because you suddenly feel desirable and proud in your ability to attract such good-looking and tall men you could only dream about in India. Guys, she sees it as such a transformative, enlightening experience. It is crazy, actually. Here's the thing, though. And I've been told this exact same thing by my female viewers as well. This mentality is very real, guys. Very real. Some female channel supporters were like, oh, Riep, how can you say I am below average looking when I can get hot guys left and right? Dude, like, I appreciate the donation, but I was just being honest with my rating. And likely a bit more polite than I had to be as well. You need to accept the fact that being able to get hookups don't say the same thing, don't reflect the same thing for both men and women. People just need to accept this reality.
Why do you think men care about a woman's body count?
Do you?
A lock that can be opened by any key, it's a shitty lock.
I think that if a woman is an analogy to you, then you're not fucking ready to be talking to a woman.
Oh, Riep, I can get dudes. But do those men want to commit to you? Or do they have other options? Do those men have other women chasing them other than you? Blowing up their phones, you know? You are going to remember Richard Cooper checking Bob. I want to be like him right now. Except the genders and roles swapped. I will be checking you, my female viewers.
Like, do beautiful women that you want to be with look at you as a high-value guy? Do they chase you down? Are they blowing up your phone saying, hey, Bob, what are you doing this weekend? Can you help me out with the what-da-da-da-da? You know?
I mean, not now that I'm married, I haven't, you know.
Hey, listen, you know, women would rather date a married guy than a guy that lives in his mom's basement.
Do those guys have other options? Do they want to commit to you? Or do they just see you as an easy way out of the conscription? You know, an easy way to dodge the draft. Draft to the 63% army. Even if he has some options, what do those women look like? Because return on investment is a factor too. If he has to put up with an attitude from a woman below your looks level, why wouldn't he date you instead? Or, yeah, but I can't get dudes. Who do you think you are raiding me for? Doesn't matter. Those men were likely draft dodgers. That false sense of pride is something very real, guys. Very real. I mean, about 5% of my viewers are women, according to the YouTube analytics. And a sizable portion of them are ethnic women, too. I have told them this, straight up. Like, those white guys are not some virtuous white knights. They just see you as an easy way out of the conscription. Now, you can say, Riep, hear this. I would rather be that. I would rather be in his rotation, be his side chick, than the girlfriend of my looks match. That is fine. Do what you want to do. Honestly, like, I don't even care. What you prefer doesn't concern me either way. All I am saying is that shouldn't give you a false sense of confidence and pride, because that doesn't really say much about your dating market value. Go be his side chick. Do what you gotta do. Join the rotation. But don't be delusional about some realities. Do those men choose you over equally attractive Swedish women? Do those guys shove you off in their social circles like you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta ask these questions and answer them honestly. Without honest answers to these questions, there is no reason to be proud. Context matters a lot. There is nothing to be proud about. Because any woman can do it. Any woman can do it. That shouldn't be giving you a false sense of confidence. But let's continue with the post. But in the end, it is better to marry a stable, loyal, supportive Indian man after having your fun. Indian men here don't have options in the dating world. Their only option is usually marriage. So they stay loyal and supportive. And are also willing to support you financially by being the primary breadwinner. Guys, this is the majority of settled down marriages nowadays. More often than not, this is exactly what you are going to be getting yourself into. If you are not that guy, that is, of course. If you didn't get that type of love, that type of attention during your youth, during your late teens and early 20s, the marriage you are going to have in your 30s is likely going to be in that nature, in this nature. Like, how can you expect her to respect you? How can a woman respect her husband if she knows that the reason he's gonna be loyal is because he literally can't not be loyal? How can she respect that, man? She can't respect that. And she doesn't. And she doesn't, bro. That marriage is dead on arrival.
I was in control of everything. I controlled how the dishes went in. If he loaded the dishwasher and it wasn't good enough, the way he was going to lead our team, it wasn't good enough. The way he managed everything wasn't good enough. Nothing he did was ever good enough. And it created this big void in respect. And where I got it wrong in the respect category was I was waiting for him to show up as perfect in order for me to begin to respect him. I didn't ever respect his effort. I didn't ever respect the progress. I didn't respect anything.
And I'm like, no, you're not going to, I'm not going to let you call me that name. Like, you cannot call me stupid. You can't start cussing at me. Like, I'm not going to stand up. And then she just storms off and slams the door.
But let's continue. They will pursue you and do everything you say. If you want marriage up front, they will agree easily rather than dating for years like European men do. Guys, this is brutal because you can tell. You can tell she's speaking from experience. Oh, they will want to date you for years without marriage. She wanted to marry one of those dudes she dated and did whatever he wanted, hoping he would marry her. But he just wanted to string her along as long as he could to dodge the conscription. Bro, I feel bad for her future oofy-doofy husband. And guys, you know what? That couple will be one of those cases normies point to us as an example, right? Oh, you see, that couple proves that it ain't about looks. Bro, you know nothing, nothing about that couple. The nature of their relationship. Her past, his past, you know nothing. The dude maybe spent his youth, entire youth, studying, trying to build himself up, hitting the gym all alone, improving, just so he can be a clueless provider when he's closing in on age 30. You don't know that. I feel for her oofy-doofy victim in the future, man. Many such cases, guys. Many such cases. Sure, they are not as desirable as European men. You won't feel the same physical chemistry with them. But you have gotten it out of your system and have beautiful, intimate memories with them you can live with and not feel you missed out on anything. Guys, I feel like a lot of women actually operate with this mentality. They just don't let it be known. I have known girls like this in high school who ended up getting married to dudes from their home countries. If only those dudes knew. If only he was there. He was there to witness what I had to witness. This is something really a lot of people don't realize. People who are not in these circles don't realize that this happens all the time. You just don't know it. It is also why anecdotal examples don't mean much. I was talking to a friend the other day. He's a psychiatrist, pretty accomplished, well off. He's doing well for himself. He told me that he sees many of his clients, dudes who are not conventionally attractive, who are not very rich, still find success using their personality and aura. Basically, I know some guy's argument. People say that when they know nothing, nothing about the context of that relationship. First of all, bro, your client is not the average male. The majority of men in real life don't even have a partner. 63% of young men are single, have been single for a long time. The real number is likely even higher. If you are running a poll, for example, the dudes you find, the dudes who will be willing to answer, won't be the guys, rot maxed, Mr. Maxed guys, playing video games 24/7. The real number is likely even higher. And second, another reason why it ain't a good argument is because I know nothing about those so-called clients. And neither do you, brother. Neither do you. Because the truth is, you only know what those clients want you to know. Nothing more. And oofy-doofy never thinks he's the oofy-doofy. He will say, oh, it is not me. It must be next guy. You know, that guy you see over there? It must be him. But if you go ask him, that guy, he will also point to someone else. Everybody is like, oh, it is not me. It is that guy. It is not you. It is not him. Is it me? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you asked her future husband, for example, if you showed her future husband my videos, right? Do you know what he would say? He would say, oh, this is such a silly nonsense. You know, it ain't about looks. Look at me. It ain't about height. I am a 5'7 South Asian and I am married with 2 children. Do you believe he will agree to being an oofy-doofy? You only know what your clients want you to know. And keep in mind that an average dude, an average male, can't go to a private expensive psychiatrist. Your clients are not representing the average male. He told me that I was overrating how bad the average man has it. No, bro, like, it is you. You are overrating how good they have it. Because you take your clients as the average male, as a benchmark for average male. Not even seeing the 63% army locked up in their room. The average man ain't even in your purview. Just like how women think 6'1", Chad Lights are average. Just like that, bruh. I mean, he's a cool dude. He's, you know, respectable, honest person. But he's misguided. He's overrating the situation the average male is. Or yeah, just use your aura, personality. You have an aura. Bro, in real life, your face is your aura. Or yeah, being kind makes a real difference in real life. You're a funny person, Rehab. You could use your humor to attract women in real life. I wish it worked like that, brother. I really do. I wish being kind and funny was what made a person attractive. But you know, those kind of stories are for children. There was a time I believed them too. That is why I'm out here, trying to stop other men from repeating my mistakes. But I'm gonna see you guys in the next one.